and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
I think just about everybody has suffered a weird injury at some point. Sometimes bad luck, sometimes bad decisions. I certainly fit into that category.
Feel free to elaborate.
I've mentioned this before, but when I got bit by a copperhead, that was a bad decision. That was me trying to pick up a venomous snake when I was in seventh grade and ending up in the hospital. That was a bad decision. Off the top of my head, I don't think I've had anything weirder than that happen to me, I don't think. But this would top it regardless. Brian Flynn is a pitcher for the Royals and one of the guys that up to this point was rumored to be one of their options for the number five guy in the rotation. They did pick up Travis Wood over the weekend, but maybe that was partially because this happened and it didn't come out until today. Well, 2 days before reporting to spring training in Surprise, Arizona, Brian Flynn was working on his farm in McAllister, Oklahoma, and he was on the roof of a barn, and he fell through it. He fell through the roof of the barn and broke a rib and sustained 3 non-displaced fractures in his back as well. And so he is going to be out a minimum of 8 weeks as a result. He's a 26-year-old left-hander. And look, I know that you're probably, like when you're doing farm work and everything, the last thing you're going to be thinking about is what potential injury could come of it. But not great timing for a Major League Baseball pitcher to fall through the roof of a barn.
I mean, there's never a good time to fall through the roof of a barn, but
two days
before spring training, though.
It could have been worse. I mean,
yeah, gosh, yeah. He's lucky he only had, what, 3 broken ribs?
One broken rib and, and 3 fractures in his back.
Gosh.
So
it's lucky it's only 8 weeks, then. That could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, but that could have been one of the reasons that they went out and signed Travis Wood.
Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? Hard to say. But the one I have, just one of those so strange ongoing stories that it was revealed yesterday that I don't know exactly why, but so we all know the Knicks issue at the request of owner James Dolan, they kicked out Charles Oakley out of Madison Square Garden, banned him for life. What I don't understand now is that the NBA, as a league, is getting involved in asking Michael Jordan to essentially mediate between the two parties to try to end this dispute. And, gosh, I just don't even know what to think about it. And why? Why? What is Adam Silver's thought process through this here?
It's very
random.
It's
the Knicks' process. It's their problem. Let them fix it. Don't drag Mike into it. Just don't do it.
But it worked. Apparently it worked because now Charles Oakley is allowed back in Madison Square Garden.
I mean, you figure there'd be bad PR would be good enough for that.
But I don't know why they had to get. I don't know why they got MJ involved. But hey, I don't see LeBron getting involved in any of this stuff. MJ's the GOAT, right? That's how we're settling it because LeBron apparently isn't capable of settling these kind of disputes. In fact,
LeBron's not an NBA owner. I mean, either one is a realistic.
I actually thought about working this into the regular show today because I thought it would be kind of fun to talk about. But I'll mention it now. Temple over the weekend hired someone new to their football staff at an unfamiliar position. His position is swag coordinator.
I saw that headline and immediately was intrigued and thought, oh, good, you can't be serious there. And then I looked down and was like, oh, okay, that actually sort of makes sense.
It's SWAG is actually an acronym. What it means is specialist with advanced graphics. So essentially he is in charge of sending out to recruits all of those really fancy graphic looking things, all those mailers, a lot of the things that we see pop up on social media. Most schools have that kind of position. In fact, K-State actually just made one over the past year or so. They hired a woman to do that kind of work for them, and it's worked out very well. The recruits this past cycle really enjoyed it. But I think it's pretty funny that they're actually calling the title the swag coordinator. And of all places, Temple, which is not a place that oozes swag, in my opinion.
Or oozes really massive athletic success.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, they've been okay.
Yeah, I mean, the last few years have been very good. And, hey, it got Matt Rhule a, on paper at least, good job, question mark.
Yeah. But I thought that was a funny story. And I hate to end the show in this manner, but it's fitting. Anyone see what happened with Jerry Sandusky's son over the weekend?
Unfortunately, yes. Oh, my.
Jerry Sandusky's son is 41-year-old Jeffrey Sandusky. He's the adopted son of former Penn State football coach and convicted child molester Jerry. Well, Jeffrey has been charged with sexually assaulting a minor, among other counts, and among the terrible details, which are always a part of these kind of stories, he tried to convince this 16-year-old to delete text messages and to meet with him in private to kind of work through this situation instead of getting the police involved. That went about as well as you would expect it to. I know the old saying, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but I mean, man, that's just...
The apple fell directly under that tree, apparently.
That's just absolutely brutal. And there were a couple of people that said, kind of in jest, that, well, that must mean that he's going to get a statue at Penn State now or something like that. But
no
yeah,
comment.
Not a comment. Yeah, not a great story at all. He has a bail of $200,000. So in any case... Got to stop. Way too much of this stuff going on, and I hate to end the show that way, but that's a You Can't Be Serious worthy story. I'll stand by that 100%.
You don't say.
That's going to wrap up the show. We're going to send things off to Topeka for MHS basketball, both the boys and girls taking on Topeka High. Coming up in just a few minutes, the girls will get started pregame with Mitch Fortner here in 30 seconds. Appreciate everyone for tuning into the show, and Cole Manbeck for joining us. If you want to listen to it, check out the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, under the On Demand tab. We're off tomorrow because of K-State basketball, but John and I will be with you for Powercat Game Day starting at 4. For Brennan, I'm Tyler Dreiling. I'll talk to you tomorrow.